You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome everyone to the Max. I am your host, Max Tucci, and welcome to Sunday, August 3rd, 2008 show's edition of To the Max. Before we start anything, this show is dedicated to my dear friend, Catherine Woodhouse. She passed away this weekend. I love you. You're in my thoughts and my prayers, your family too. But it just goes to show that I have another angel yet flying over and above me. And a dear friend of mine, Catherine Woodhouse. So this show is for you this evening. Now, everyone, this show tonight is going to be great. Right off the bat, I have Brenda Strong, actress from Desperate Housewives. She was in one of my favorite movies, Spaceballs. She's also the voice of Desperate Housewives. Got a lot of things going on for her. And I think we have her on the line. So Brenda Strong, are you there?
I am indeed.
Well, welcome to the Max, and thank you so much for being a part of my show this evening.
Oh, thanks for having me, Max.
And the main cause I'm having you is not because of all your fabulous acting abilities, but because you are a spokesperson for the American Fertility Association, so also known as the AFA. Check them out, theafa.org. Now, Brenda, tell me exactly about the AFA.
Well, essentially, the AFA is the largest nonprofit organization for couples who are experiencing reproductive difficulties. And what they are a resource for people who want to preserve their fertility or improve their conception rate if they're having difficulty. It's a wonderful educational resource, and they can go online. It's free to the people who want to gain from the information. They have online chat rooms with doctors where you can actually go and ask a specific question regarding your case and really educate yourself about your choices, everything from what would be appropriate to you to do next to having an online community to talk to. So it's a wealth of information for people who are wanting to start a family and either having difficulty or want to preserve that choice in the future.
Right. Now, how did you get involved with the AFA?
You know, I started working with fertility because of yoga. And many people aren't aware, but in addition to being a full-time actress, I'm also a yoga teacher. And I developed a specialty of yoga for fertility when I experienced my own secondary infertility. And I started working with women who were going through the same difficulty that I was. And I started finding out that the ancient healing power of yoga actually could be specifically to the reproductive system. And I was able to design a proprietary system of yoga postures that actually a woman build the energy and circulation in her reproductive organs. So they found out about that. And they thought it would be a great idea since so many people knew my voice from Desperate Housewives to be the voice for the AFA and reaching out to women across America and the world.
Right. Now, you have a website for that, and it's yogaforfertility.com. It's the number four, everyone, yoga, number four for fertility. And when did you start that? Now, I know your husband's also a yogi, so are you two involved together in this?
Yeah, well, we both, I became a yoga teacher in 1994. He became one in 1995. And so in addition to the Yoga for Fertility, we also teach a class called Yoga for Partners, which helps couples maintain their intimacy while they are going through the really intimacy-shattering aspect of fighting infertility. And we were able to create a program for men and women together with yoga. So I started teaching the classes back in, I think, 98. Through the Mind Body Institute at UCLA.
Of course. Uh-huh. Well, last week, it's interesting because last week, my grandmother's a yoga teacher. She's 82 years old. And we were on the show last week, and Jai had her on, and we did a whole realignment of chakras on the air. So it was a lot of fun. I had a great response.
That's great.
People are really into yoga.
Well, you know, I think The thing about yoga is it's not just a great way to, you know, tone your abs and lift your butt and everything,
right,
which is a nice byproduct, but it really makes you feel well from the inside out. You have enough energy, your mind is clear, you're more positive, you feel more connected to your breath. It's just an amazing tool that any human being should put in their, you know, toolkit for feeling well.
Right.
And, you know, as we age, I'm not going to say how old I am, but as we age, like your grandmother, it's one of the best things you can do for you because it keeps your spine supple. And a lot of
it
disease
sure
comes from the lack of circulation in the spinal column.
Right.
So it's really quite a brilliant approach to dealing with stress and really calms the nervous system.
And also dealing with getting fertile.
Exactly, exactly.
So I wanted to speak with you again about the American Fertility Association. I'm involved with them. We donate our villa in Italy every year to their organization, which are some fun events. And I was wondering if on Desperate Housewives there's ever been an issue where someone on the show has had a fertility issue.
You know, it's funny. First of all, before I go into that, I want to say thank you because your family has made such a difference to the AFA. And to offer that up to really support this organization has been so incredibly generous. And I'm just really appreciative.
Oh, absolutely.
On behalf of all the people who benefit from that. But ironically, you know, I don't know because we're now in our fourth season or fifth season, actually. If people remember back in season one, Mary Alice Young actually went through infertility, which is why she couldn't have kids, which is why she ended up getting the son from a heroin addict, who is my son, Zach. And that's why she ended up having to cover up the fact that she killed women in order to protect her family. So Mary Alice Young, my character, was the first one on Desperate Housewives to battle with infertility. And ironically, Mark Terry knew absolutely nothing about it. And then I think it was either season two or season three, Gabby went through a storyline, Eva Longoria's character, where she had difficulty having kids. And if you remember, their surrogate that they had hired ended up having a black child, an African-American baby. I guess somehow something at the sperm bank got switched, which is not the best case scenario. So there have been a of storylines, and I know, you know, on Brothers and Sisters, they've
absolutely
been dealing with it.
And Calista Flockhart's character, yeah,
and she has been amazing about really allowing these very controversial and very emotionally charged issues to be used as educational storylines, and really exposed just how devastating it is to want to start a family and not be able to.
Right. No, I know it's very devastating. My sister has a niece, and I couldn't imagine, you know, if something had happened to her during her pregnancy where she got pregnant, life without her. So it's beautiful to have children around. And I'm so glad that the AFA helps people, you know, get the child and to help them get fertile and get pregnant and have the beautiful gift of life. You know, this show, my tagline is taking life to the max. So I was like, I'm going to do a show with AFA because my tagline is totally what their tagline is taking life to the max. And just taking life in general, making life.
Right. And it's also about giving people choices and saying, you know, if you want to become a parent, there are more than one way to become a parent. You don't have to go through the infertility route. You can adopt, and they do present your options to you so that if you do care about the world situation and you do care about, you know, helping children that are already in the world, then there's that resource there available to you as well. And the other thing that they're really bringing to the forefront, which I really appreciate, is the impact of the environment on fertility. And there's been a lot of studies recently, namely by Dr. Linda Judice, who we're going to be honoring in San Francisco in the fall, links between environmental toxicity and people's inability to get pregnant and carry to term. And so hopefully we'll be able to be at the forefront of legislation that prevents these toxins, namely phthalates and plastic derivatives, into our cosmetics, into our products, into our lives, that are really destroying people's endocrine systems. So not only are they cancer causers, but they're also reproductive interrupters. So
Interrupters, yeah. Now, how can people get involved with the AFA? How can they donate money? I mean, we donate our villa. It brings in slews of money, so we're so pleased for that. But I know everyone asks, Max, what can I do to get involved with AFA? And I said, well, the best thing, I think, is to ask Brenda, which is on the show. So here we are asking you.
Well, thanks. I think the best way is to first go onto their website and log in. It costs you absolutely nothing. You can become a member of the community. It's a great source of topical information. They have a library that you can choose from to go back. They have an online community you can talk to. There's a place to take action, find support, or donate. It has all of the latest press and news releases, and it's just a really great resource to kind of get to know the community. And that way you can find out, well, if I'm not going through it now, I can actually find out about fertility preservation for the future and ask the questions that will empower me later down the road. Or if you've already gone through infertility and have a beautiful child and feel exceptionally grateful, it's a great place to go to then take your money to then give back to those who are in the situation. And so the best resource is the AFA.org, and then you'll be able to find me there too, because I'll be doing some blogging and some articles for them, and then my Yoga for Fertility, the number 4, is a link on there as well.
And everyone, after my show, you can go on maxtucci.com, and I'm going to have all the information that Brenda and I are speaking about tonight on my website, so you can also check it out there. And you also have your own homepage, which is Brenda. Strong.com, and there's a picture of you doing your yoga position with a cup of tea.
You know, it's so funny because I did not design this website at all. There was a timpanist that I was in college with who was in the orchestra when I was a musical theater major at ASU, and he, out of the goodness of his heart, decided that I deserved a website and a fan site. And he created this thing, and he keeps it updated, and I'm very grateful to WrestleMatics for doing that. So if you go on there, it has nothing to do with me, really, but you'll be able to find out what's
So
what's
it's an official official fan site, right?
Yeah, it's the official fan site.
Great. And then you're definitely, if you want any further information on Brenda, you could always go to the Yoga for Fertility, right?
That's right.
Now, .com. Now, do you have a studio in California? Because this is an LA-based radio station, LA Talk Radio. So a lot of listeners are there.
Anyone who would need to contact me can contact me via the website through info@yogaforfertility.com, and I'm happy to refer them to a studio. We actually closed our studio 2 years ago because it was in our home, and when Desperate Housewives got to be a little bigger than life, it was important to have some boundaries. So we no longer have a home studio, but I will be opening a new studio soon. So I'd love to have people know how to find me.
Great. Well, they definitely can find you there. Also, now, speaking of Desperate Housewives, now I hear you won a SAG award. Was that for your role on Desperate Housewives?
Well, the entire cast won 2 SAG awards. So I have a matching bookend set of really handsome bronzed SAG actors sitting on my desk at home, which was really great because, when you're an actor, you do it because of the work. Right. You do it because you care about the work and you're in for the process. But every once in a while, it's nice to be acknowledged and know that there are people who are actually watching and enjoying what you do. So that was a real honor for us as a cast because it really is an ensemble piece. And we do have, great characters and really terrific actors who work together every week to make this happen. And, of course, couldn't do it without the writing. So.
And now people have been watching you since about 1985.
Oh, God, don't take me.
I'm taking you there because every time I see my sister and I, when we go to these events, we're like, Brenda is so beautiful. She's so graceful. She's so tall. And we're like, and then I looked at your IMDb page. I'm like, there's no way that she goes back to films, And I'm like, she's such a beautiful woman.
I have to speak to this because this is the beauty of being a working actor, is we've been able to, at least I've been able to, work without being famous and make a living and have a livelihood as an actor. And I'm afraid that age may be coming to an end with this whole conglomerate ownership of of the media. And so, you know, most people don't understand what the Screen Actors Guild is fighting for, but basically we're fighting for contracts that support that actor who is a professional, who's not necessarily famous and who's not just doing this as a hobby, but makes a living at it and makes all the other actors who are very famous look good because, you know, they're trained and experienced.
Absolutely.
So cross
now,
your fingers.
I do, because that writer's strike, I know, was a big thing.
Oh,
I know
it was devastating.
Devastating. And not only for the actors, but also for the crew. I mean, I had friends, you know, who work in craft services, and they couldn't even get jobs as waiters. So I was like, this whole thing is an awful, you know, situation. So I hear that that actor's strike, you know, is hopefully not going to happen. But
I'm hoping that everyone understands that not just our industry, but Los Angeles in and of itself cannot afford a strike. It affects too many people, from even private schools to dry cleaners to restaurants. It impacts everyone.
It sure did.
So I'm hoping that people can be reasonable and be willing to share a piece of the pie in order to move forward.
Right. Now, speaking of moving forward, I'm going to actually move back, because we're in one of my favorite films, which was Spaceballs.
Yeah, that's my son's favorite too.
Is it? I was talking about this today. I was like, Brenda Strong. Everyone's like, oh, she's the voice. I'm like, not only is she the voice, but she was in Spaceballs. And people were like, really? I'm like, yes, she was. And how was it to work on that film? That's one of my favorite movies, so I have to ask you that.
You know, it was one of my first films, and I was so thrilled to be able to work with Mel Brooks. I didn't care. He could have said, you know, go stand on your head in a corner, and I would have said, yes, Mr. Brooks. I was just so excited because he's a comedic icon, and his films are so incredibly entertaining and funny and unique. And the best moment was when I was able to have lunch with he and Anne Bancroft, and I thought, okay, that's it, I've made it. You know, having lunch with Anne Bancroft, who absolutely has given us so many phenomenal performances, but is also a lovely person. So that was amazing. And the thing that I appreciated about him is that he really just kind of flew by the seat of his pants. And he waited until his gut to move. I mean, he did so many different versions, and he was really open to people's input. And he just wanted to have fun. And so he kept waiting until he was really having a good time, until he
now,
knew he got it.
That's fantastic. Like, instantly, tomorrow night, actually, on the Family Channel, is going to be Spaceballs at 8 p.m. if anyone wants to watch it. You don't have to rent it because it's going to be on TV tomorrow.
Oh,
so,
how about that? And then there's a Boston Legal that I just shot that's coming up as well.
I was going to ask you, what's going on? What's next for Brenda Strong?
The Boston Legal. I play a sexy judge that William Shatner's character gets smitten with. So, that's definitely something to tune into, not only because of that, because it's a great show and terrifically well written.
So you were a judge on that show?
I was a judge, yes.
Would you ever want to be the next Judge Judy?
That's funny, because my character's name was actually Judge Judy Beacon. So there was a little pun in there. A little throwback to Judy. No, I wouldn't
want to. How did it feel sitting up there being the judge, being the one in control?
You know, I have to say, it was kind of great because, you know, when we would break in between takes, everybody would have to come to me, because getting off that podium took a little bit. So it was nice. I would just sit up there and wait for people to come talk to me.
How fun is it?
Johnny played a great prosecutor, and there's a great guest as well, Kyle Secor, who was in Commander-in-Chief with Gina Davis as the first man, it's called. I don't know. We've never had a first lady before. So he was in it as well. And so was Ali Walker. So it was a really, really good cast. Yeah.
And now, when does that air?
I'll have to find out the specific air date. I believe it's episode number 4 coming into the new season. So I'm guessing it'll be toward the beginning of October sometime.
Fantastic. Well, everyone stay tuned to Boston. And Brenda, Oh, any major films coming up for you?
Any what?
Are you working on any major films?
Right now, we're in the middle of the Desperate Housewives season, so it's a little hard to get away to do that. And this summer, I took off from film making, as far as I didn't produce any of my own, and I traveled to do any. So I had a nice, quiet family summer. But there's a couple things brewing, so I'll keep you posted.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you because not only do we donate to AFA, but you donate to my charity, which was the SOS Children's Village, and you donated your voice for a voicemail. And that really sparked a whole great response because it got me to thinking, you know, this is such an easy thing for celebrities and on-air talent and anyone who has a voice that can help because it's such an easy thing. So you inspired me to do the celebrity voicemails, and we had so many people donate, and we raised a good amount of money just off the voicemail. So thank you for that.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's awesome. Yeah, because it doesn't take a lot of time.
It doesn't, and when we were, you know, blasting emails to publicists, they're like, this is the best idea, and I was like, Brenda Strong, she's the one for AFA. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a little signature voice saying, Max can't come to the phone right now. He's busy on his radio show, but if you leave a message, I'm sure he'll return.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, and everyone loved the idea, and I was and it's all because of Brenda. So thank you for that, because that's benefited greatly, actually. Selma Blair gave her voice. We had some funny, we had CSI Miami, Eva LaRue, Emily Proctor.
Oh, that's great.
So many people wanted to get involved. So thank you for that inspiration.
Oh, sure.
And
anything
again,
for a good cause.
Yeah. So thank you so much for being on To The Max. And thank you for enlightening people about yoga. My grandmother's actually here in the studio with me right now. She's lying on her back at 82 years old with her legs up in the air with her sarongs wrapped around her. And when we come out to California, we would love to, I know she would love to do yoga with you because
I would love to meet her.
Absolutely.
They're a beautiful family.
Thank you. And the rest of this show, we're actually going to be doing things that are yoga related. So you're my perfect first guest because we talked about AFA, we talked about yoga. Now we can go into the rest of the show. I've got it to quit though, Brenda, because
exactly.
Of DNA. We're talking about DNA. There's a very cool thing. It's called DNA11.com. Check them out when you have time because they actually do portraits of your DNA.
Oh, wow.
It's a very cool website. They someone contacted me today. I was like, absolutely, I'll talk about them. And we're actually going to have someone on about AFA and genetics and DNA, so it would be a perfect little plug for them. And check DNA11.com out because they do these very cool portraits. They get, like, I guess, a swab of your DNA, and then they do them
right.
All.
Right. And one thing that's cutting edge with the AFA right now is that the technology is such that reproductive endocrinologists are able to determine health of an egg before it's implanted, so they can make sure that everything is 100% healthy before that because of technology. So we're living in a really amazing age.
We sure are. And you know what? Are we having an auction this year with AFA?
We are. We're having Illuminations New York, and there's Illuminations San Francisco. So let me know.
Well, I will definitely give the villa again this year. So, you know, you can count on me for that because
terrific.
It brings the money. And I'm going to call these DNA people and I'm going to ask them for a portrait. I think it would be great to get that
action
item.
There you go.
Get them involved. So, Brenda, I'm going to say thank you so much for being on To The Max.
All right. My pleasure, Max.
In touch and have a wonderful evening and keep up all your great work for AF and your yoga. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye, Brenda.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, everybody, that was Brenda Strong. She's the SAG Award winner, Emmy winner, Desperate Housewives star and voice, and my favorite movie, Spaceballs. She was on that movie, and she was in that movie, and she was on their posters too, I bet, and she's just a fantastic, lovely lady, as you all have heard. She's great. She's elegant. She's such a beautiful woman in Hollywood. And whenever you see her, she's so statuesque. She's got this beautiful height to her, and I'm sure yoga has a lot to do with it. So speaking of yoga, I've got my grandmother lady here again tonight because your responses, everyone emailing me, we want to know more about yoga. So before I do that, I've got so many things to talk about because after all, this is the talk radio show To The Max. If you want to call in, that's 818-602-4498. And if you want to know more about me, go to maxtucci.com. So, DNA, I told you all about that. Check out that website, though, DNA11.com. Amazing. I'm in love. I'm going to order my own DNA. I mean, it's the perfect narcissistic gift you can give yourself. It's your own DNA on the wall, right? So, it's better to have it on the wall than anywhere else. Now, I got to tell you all, Olympic Games 2008. They're coming up in Beijing, China, from the 8th of August to the 24th of August. If you go, if you're up to head over, check out all the advisories that are being posted because there's a lot going on. Security measures are tight, and I don't want anything to happen to any of my listeners out there. So be cautious, be discerning, and be aware. Now, moving along, I've got just a wealth of information for you tonight. My friend Anne Berlin, she's got her new musical coming out, not Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami, which Liv Smith raves about in the New York Post, but she's got ripcordsmusical.com. Now, Ripcords Musical is a love story, everyone. So it takes place in the Second World War, so in the 1950s. A new generation called the Silent Generation, as they were too young to have served in the war, but too old to be considered baby boomers, come of age. Ripcords tells the story of a woman from that generation, Susan Davies, and an officer worker, and these two are going to fall in love, and there is so much going on. 7 days, 7 hours, 31 minutes, and 52 seconds going to the premiere of Ripcords by my friend Anne Berlin. Do support her, everyone. Ripcords. All right. I got to say hi to Pastor Chuck again at Stanwich Congregational Church. That's stanwichchurch.org in Greenwich, Connecticut. Had a rocking time today. Praising the Lord we have today. So I got to tell everyone, you know, everyone's crazy about Friendster and crazy about MySpace and crazy book and all this stuff going on. I was on Facebook and, you know, a little thing came up and there was a lovely lady by the name of Mary DuPont and she works with TakotaChildren.org. Now, TakotaChildren.org, that's T-O-C-D-A, Takota, Children.org. They're in Tanzania and it is a beautiful community development alliance. Rescue a child and his future is their slogan. And I'm going to have Mary on the show in September. I'm going away. And I haven't figured out if I want to take a break from the show and get a nice little vacation in because I'll be all over Europe, Italy, south of France, North Africa. I'm going to be in all these different places. And I'm like, if I have to get up at 4 o'clock to do a radio show in the morning, I don't know how great my voice is going to be. So we'll see. But I promise you to come, shows to come onto the Max and LA TalkRadio.com will include, we're going to have from Takota Children on, we're going to have Amanda Anan on, who is the niece of Kofi Annan. We are going to have Eva LaRue, Emily Proctor, I'm sure my grandmother on again because everyone is into this yoga thing. You know, I was talking today to my dear friend Eva LaRue, CSM Emmy. Oh, and by the way, everyone, Brenda Strong, check her out, abc.com. Check for your local listings for Desperate Housewives. Everyone knows when they're on now because it's such an amazing show. So do check her out because she really is a beautiful, graceful woman. And I'm so glad that I can call her my friend and that I had her on To The Max because she's really a great person. So Eva Lou and I were talking today about like all this funky stuff going on. And we spoke about it last week. And I'm like, we did yoga on the show and everybody loved it. So we're going to get into yoga in just a second. I got to just drop a little more things, pay the bills. Equineadvocates.org is another charity that I'm on. I love charities. It feels so good to give back. So everyone, y'all got to give back. But my sister just walked into the studio, so that's what the noise was. But say hi, Nikki.
Hi, Matt.
We just had Brenda Strong on the show. Isn't she such a beautiful woman?
She's a beautiful woman.
Beautiful, and she's so tall and elegant in the way she walks. And she's graceful, no?
She absolutely.
And she was in Spaceballs.
No way.
Yeah, we spoke about that earlier. So anyway, Equine Advocates, we had a great, great time. And equineadvocates.org is my event.com, also is my Stop the Slaughter of Horses, Stop the PMU Mares. It's a great, great, great organization. We rocked it out with my girl, Gladys Knight, y'all. You don't even know how. GladysKnight.com, that's her site. Gladys and I had an amazing, amazing time. And Gladys Knight is a cool, how graceful was Gladys Knight?
She was a beautiful woman, very, very nice, very kind, just a great woman.
We had a great time with Gladys Knight, y'all. We sang Leaving on the Midnight Train to Georgia, Grandma Let It Not Dance. We got our groove on. We had a great, great time. And, so everyone, check out that page and go buy Gladys Knight CDs because you know what? She was talking about how she started singing like, in the 60s or doing her thing. She's amazing, beautiful, and the voice. Oh my God. I was when she sang "Leave It on a Midnight Train to Georgia," I was just having the time of my life. And also, let's see. She sang many songs that were great. And what else? Oh, we went backstage, of course, you know, being Max, we went backstage. Met her, my niece met her, and she was so cute. It was Lily. Gladys Knight was like, "Lily, do you want to sing on stage?" You heard it, right?
Yeah, Lily was cranky, unfortunately.
But Lily was on stage, and Lily tore it up. She's like, "Good evening, everyone. My name is Lily, and tonight, save horses, so spend the money." Meaning that our villa got a great amount of money for that event. Now, we're trying to find... Actually, Nikki, go upstairs in the other studio and find out... I'm going to plug a charity site, but I don't have it. I can't pull it up on my computer. So can you go upstairs, go figure it out on your computer. Come back down. I'll drop it. So also, everyone, Whoopi Goldberg is in Xanadu. Check out telecharge.com if you have anything to do in New York. If you're in New York and you want to go to see a fantastic play, Whoopi Goldberg's there. Also, while you're in New York, go to my favorite restaurant. Check out Blue Hill. Oh, my God. Fresh, amazing food. Their website is BlueHillStoneBarns.com. You can get all this on MaxSushi.com. I'm just going to breeze all of what I want to give you all because I try to be a concierge show. Now, we're up Saratoga, and these fantastic people have a restaurant there. It's called DineSaratoga.com. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it there. So I definitely would love to go to Dine, but I hear it is the place in Saratoga to be. So everyone check that out. And I want to say a big thank you to Longfellow's Hotel. They totally took care of us. We had a fantastic suite. We had Liza Minnelli's suite from last year. This year, see, I'm moving on up. They gave it to me this year. So Longfellows.com is their site. Thank you, Longfellows. The room was fantastic. Your breakfast was amazing. We had a great time, yeah? Now, this is something very funny that I came across. Everyone wants, there's always hype going on, right? You can actually buy hype. And what it is a big box, and on the big box is painted hype. So if you want to buy some hype, why not? You can buy it for $500. Or you can buy three boxes of hype for $1,000. So you know what? Buy hype. I mean, why not? It's very funny. And their website is, you know what? I don't even know what it is. Is it worth the hype? If it's worth the hype for you, then go online, type in buy hype and check it out. I'm going to find their website. I have it here. It's so long. I can't really figure it out. There's all that. I'm giving them more hype. I'm ending. Okay, moving on. So here's the deal. You know what? I'm leaving. Not on a midnight train to Georgia, but on a flight to Italy, thanks to Delta.com. Delta is the way to go because you know why? Fast forward your travel at Delta.com. It is the place to purchase your tickets. They have a fantastic flight now from JFK directly to Pisa, Italy, which is 40 minutes from my home. So I'm really psyched about that. Thank you, Delta.com, for making my traveling so simple. You do a great job. And oh, speaking of Italy, everyone, while you're there, check out Ciro and Sons Restaurant. CiroandSons.com in Florence, Italy. Get your munch on with the most amazing, fantastic family. And when you go there, tell them Max sent you from New York, LA, the world, to the Max sent you to Ciro and Sons in Florence. You guys will have an amazing, amazing dinner. So I've got to tell you something else. Oh my God, there's so much to tell you. All right, my favorite thing tonight, I'm plugging my favorite thing right now. Philip Stein watches with this Tesla theory. Go to Philip's. Actually, speaking of yoga, Philip Stein asked me to be part of their ad campaign, which I did. And you know what I said? It's like doing yoga. The watch is so calming because of that Tesla theory that they have. And it's the copper inside, and it takes away the, what is it? Balances the body's energy flow. And it's just an amazing watch. So definitely check out philipstein.com. Buy your watches. You can get them at Neiman Marcus. You can get them at Saks. You can get them, I think, directly from philipstein.com. Philip Stein, I definitely want another watch, so send one over to me. Also, everyone, my favorite thing to drink, Arizona iced tea, drinkarizona.com. I'm giving them a big shout out, my friend Wesley. That's his family's company. Beautiful family, beautiful run company. And Arizona iced tea is a product that is off the hook. So, everyone, drink your Arizona iced tea because it is a good thing to drink, and it's one of my favorite things. Everyone, feel free to call in at 818-602-4498 on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. And also, all my shows are going to be archived. So I want to drop just like four more things, I promise. I'm a big dropper tonight. All right, one is, let's see. Oh, you know what I want to say also? I met an amazing woman while I pull up this site. And her name is Nellie. And Nellie has an amazing book called Forbidden Art, The Post-War Russian Avant-Garde Art. It is the most beautiful book. She has the most stunning collection. Her son, Mark, is out in California. So hi to you, Mark, and hi to you, Nellie. And to your mother, Sophia, we all had dinner at one of my favorite restaurants, La Scala in Greenwich, Connecticut. She's a lovely lady. Her family, from what I've spoken to her son, they're lovely people. Her mother, I want to adopt Sophia as my new grandmother. No offense to Letty, but I'd love to have more. The more, the merrier, right? So everyone, check this out, okay? Go to a site called, I don't know. My sister's like, you know, trying to do my show, and she's like interrupting me. She's like, you got to figure this out. A friend of hers is in the band Lit. His name is Alan.
Alan Schellenberger.
And Alan is in the band Lit, and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. So without getting all technical about what it is, keep him in your thoughts, keep him in your prayers. Check out, go to V-A-T-E-R, vatter.com. You'll see a picture of him there. You can find out what his organization is. We'll try to get him on the show so we could plug it. Nick, you want to try to, we'll do that. Alan from Lit, cool, cool guy. Go to litlounge.com. It's too bad that, you know, he's got to go through this, but I'm sure that with the support of his friends and family and fans and the positive energy that's going to be sent out to him, he will be fine. Speaking of celebrities, do you guys want to be a celeb for a day? How much would you spend to be a celebrity? Nikki, how much would you spend a day?
I am a celebrity.
No, she goes, I am a celebrity. I want to spend anything, but there's a site called Celeb for a Day, and it's your very own paparazzi experience, and people are paying upwards of $2,000 to have paparazzi follow them around. Is it fun? I don't know. Maybe if I get it for free, which I do when I go to events, but you know, I'll find out if this organization is cool or not. I got an email today from my friend Shailene, and she was telling me there's a great place. Go online, Max. She said it's called Kiva.org, K-I-V-A.org. And what Kiva.org is, it lets you lend money to a specific entrepreneur in developing worlds and empowers them to lift themselves out of poverty. And then they pay you back. So it's kind of like the, you know, give back thing. You know, you give and you give back and get back. So I'm definitely going to get involved. They're called Kiva, Loans Change Lives. And they're very amazing. And I'm definitely going to start helping entrepreneurs around the world get involved and get going and get their lives motivated to be successful. Because sometimes all it takes, I mean, it's like $25 and you can help, or you can go up to $1,000. So definitely check them out. Now, I'm going to get my grandmother here in just a moment. She left the studio, so I'm a little bit like, what do I talk about? This is the first time that I have nothing to talk about. So if you feel like calling in, 818-602-4498 To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Actually, Sam, do you think we could take a quick commercial? Is that possible? We can just play a little tunes going on? Because I would like to take a break because I need a sip of water. I've been praising God all day today with my voice, so it's a little rough. So I don't know if we can play some music, Sam. You think it's possible? I'll be right back. When you're To The Max on LA Talk.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil.
All right, everybody.
He knew the price was worth the strain.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to LA Talk Radio and to The Max. I'm glad you're back. That's the first time ever that I've taken a non-paid commercial break. And I will probably never do it again. But everyone, I have my grandmother here in the room with me. So what I'm going to do again is we're going to talk about yoga. Now, Letty, people are going to say, your grandmother, we're not even going to use the phone. I'm just going to have you right on my mic here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
We're right in the studio. And we're going to do some yoga because I feel it's necessary for people out there who are struggling through their day, who are lethargic, who are tired, who you feel like, you know what, this funk that's going on in the world right now is affecting my life. And the only way to get it back is to take control. And yoga, what it does is it centers you to get in yourself, control of yourself, and to empower yourself. And like Brenda said, you know, it helps with so many things. She was talking about our spines, how to help our spines, how it helps fertility. Now, Letty, you can always check out. She's got a website, jewelsofanothernature.com. She's got an amazing chocolate business going there. But you can also contact her there. She teaches yoga at the Greenwich Arts Council, which is on Greenwich Avenue in Greenwich, Connecticut. You can go on greenwicharts.org for more information of their location. You could also get it on To The Max. No, you can't get on To The Max. You can get on maxtucci.com. And also, before we talk about that, great website, which is called Echoes, Ambient Music on Public Radio. So check ECHOES.org. They've got fantastic music playing all the time, which you can really balance your life with some great music for yoga. So I found them today because I said, you know what? I have this show tonight, and we're going to talk about yoga. So what I'm going to do is, which I rarely ever do, is turn my mic over to my grandmother, Letty, and we're just going to meditate for a couple minutes on life and get our balance and get ourselves ready for a fantastic work week. And the only way it's going to be fantastic is if we make it that way. So, you know, I always talk about taking life to the max, and I think that the only way we can truly take life to the max is by going inward into ourselves and figuring out what our purpose is for the week, for the day, for the hour, for the minute, for the second, for the now. So, you know, if you have a broad mind and you can take it for your life, then go there. But if you don't and you can only take it for a second to second, then just, you know what, focus on that second in your life. Before I focus on any second, I got to tell you all, I'm watching a fantastic movie at the same time that I'm doing my radio show. And it's called Man with a Million. And it's starring Gregory Peck and Jane Griffith. It's from 1953. Great movie. A sporting landowner and his brother give a standard American seaman of something, something, something. I laugh at the word seaman. It's funny. But anyway, seaman. Is it seaman or seaman? If you want to know what it is.
Two different ways.
Well, here we are. We're talking about fertility tonight, so it's seaman. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to pass over my mic to my grandmother, Letty, right now so that we can center ourselves. And if you want to actually call in at any time, 886-024-498, to hear about ways to benefit your yoga can benefit your life, call us. We're here. And I definitely want to talk to you. And I know that I'm going to, without further ado, pass over the mic. And while we pass over this mic, if you're driving due to the new WiMAX and the new Phoenix Wi-Fi net, portable technology that's going to give us internet radio, be sensible and pull over because we are not responsible for anything that happens to you during this segment of To The Max. LA Talk Radio and To The Max are not responsible for your actions doing yoga, and if you do it incorrectly and pull your groin muscle because someone's on top of you trying to do yoga, we're not responsible for that either. So on that note, Letty, I'm going to give you the mic, and let's get into some fantastic yoga. So here we go. We have Letty on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Hope you're all feeling great. It's been a glorious day here in Connecticut, particularly glorious. I didn't expect to be dancing in the woods to music today. It's a wonderful thing how yoga teaches one to just go, and wonderful, magical things seem to happen. And the evening ended up with a film I never saw, which was much, 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 that is valued, Chariots of Fire. I happened to accidentally passed by. I had other plans and saw this outdoor film being shown at Binney Park.
Isn't it fun during the summer? There's so many things going on. Also, you know what? Great, perfect timing, Letty. If you guys are in Central Park in New York, check out, there's a hot air balloon ride that doesn't actually fly over New York. Yeah. It just hovers over and you get pulled back down. Check it out. This summer on the East Coast, West Coast, in America, and in the world, is so much fun. Go to Central Park and check that out. So let's get into yoga, Letty.
Yeah, that's wonderful too, Max. I'm glad you mentioned about fertility and the gift of life. This wonderful gift of life we're given that I was thinking of today while I was dancing to music in the park and in the on Todd's Point, which I call a miniature Cape Cod. It's a peninsula jutting out into the sound, watching the view and the sailboats and the music and that, well, the gift of life, the gift of sight to be able to see, the gift of movement to be able to move. I mean, all of these are wonderful things important for us to be grateful for. Every day to write a list of all the things we should be grateful for that happened today. Okay, now we're going to get involved the yoga breath, which is very, very important. If you don't remember anything about yoga, folks, please, the breath. It's important. We tend to hold our breaths in our culture. Therefore, it evolves into heart condition, lung conditions. We hold our breath. Very often, if you find yourself, you're concentrating or focused, you release your breath. You go, oh, or a sigh of relief, which indicates you've been holding your breath. You've been tense. So let's take a deep breath in through the nostrils now. Expand your lungs and diaphragm and abdominals and release through pursed lips. Take your time. Again, deep breath in through the nostrils, mouth is closed. Lungs, diaphragm, abdominals. Flatten your abdominals, release through pursed lips. Nice long exhalation. The longer the exhalation, the more toxins you release from your lymph system, from the blood system. It makes for clarity in thought. And we'll, the next few moments, we'll do release through breath without moving for the moment, focusing on different parts of the body and relaxing them. Start with the wonderful soles of your feet. Remember these great feet that fuss around all day long.
You know what? Actually, Letty, can we do the movement, how we do yoga for the eyes? Because that's something important that a lot of people don't know about. Oh, and we can do that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Let's do that tonight. You can go on latalkradio.com to get my archive of last week's show to do the chakras. Tonight's show, we're going to do the eyes. Okay. So, Letty, let's do
wonderful.
The eyes.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm assuming all of you know how to tell time. So that your eyes are closed now and you're picturing a large clock with the second and the large hands, you know, the hour hands on it. Okay, take a deep breath in, abdominals out.
There's a call.
Breathe out.
Let's take a call. We have someone calling.
Okay, someone calling. Hello? You're on.
Let's see. We will take the call. Long gone. The caller's long gone. All right.
Long gone, okay.
So, not a problem. So let's get back to the eyes.
I heard something before,
yeah,
a few seconds ago.
That's all right.
But I wasn't sure. Okay. And open your eyes now and picture the clock. You're sitting in a comfortable position in the lotus pose or easy pose, whatever. Have support for your back. And sit comfortably with your hands on your laps or your knees. Something's clicking around.
Not a problem.
It's okay. All right. I'm new with this, and I apologize. Till I learn, you know? Yes. Now, your eyes are open and you're focusing on the clock. Shoulders and head are still. Bring the eyes to look at 12 o'clock and move them to 1 o'clock and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock. Remember to release if you're holding your breath. 7, 8, all the way over to 9 o'clock, 10, 11, and 12. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, abdominals out, and release through pursed lips. Now open your eyes, focus straight ahead, and we'll go counterclockwise now. Remember, the head and shoulders are still. Look up to 12, 11, 10 o'clock, over to 9, use those wonderful eyes, over to 8 now, 7, 6, release it in your breath. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in through the nostril. Expand your abdominals. Flatten your abdominals and release through pursed lips. Nice long exhale, please. That's where you'll expand your lungs. It's marvelous. Now open your eyes. Look straight ahead. And now we'll focus on the length and the
With vertical
diagonal.
It's
vertical and horizontal of the clock. Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.
I'm getting too relaxed. I'm going into space. And bring your eyes up to 12, down to 6. Head is still. 12, 6. 12, 6. Now 9, head is still. Eyes move only. 3. 9 across to 3. 9 to 3. Lower and close your eyes and breathe out. Deep breath in through the nostrils only. Mouth is closed. Expand, expand, expand. Flatten your abdominals and release through pursed lips. Nice long exhalation. Now the last one. Open your eyes. Focus straight ahead. We'll go on the diagonals of the clock. These are the longer stretches. Bring your eyes up one. Across to 7. 1. 7. 1. 7. Now 11. Down to 5. 11. 5. 11. 5. Release if you're holding your breath. Now across to 10. Across to 4. 10. 4. 10. 4. Now up to 2. Across to 8. 2. 8. 2. 8. 8. Eyes and breathe out. Deep breath in. And release.
Well, that was so fantastic. So now those are stretches. You know, everyone, we think that yoga is just to stretch with the body, but actually our eyes need to be stretched too, and that will help prevent you from ever needing glasses. So definitely check out latalkradio.com. Click on Ives. And always, always, always do your eye stretches, obviously not when you're driving. But thank you so much, Letty, for that. And do you want to say anything else?
Yes. I want to say something about, there's an old book out, Bates Better Eyesight Without Glasses, from maybe the 20s or 30s. And now there's a doctor named Schneider in San Francisco picking up the same baton about healing your eyesight and reducing the lenses. And there's a Barbara Baxter from Boulder, Colorado. So heed this information. There are ways you can reverse the strength of your contacts, your eyeglasses, and reverse using them altogether.
And taking your eyes to the max. So thank you so much, Letty. I'm going to get all that information on maxsucci.com. Always check out latalkradio.com to get the archives. I'm giving you a fantastic archive of realigning your chakras and eye yoga, thanks to Grandma Letty here, who's 82 years old and has more energy, I think, than anyone listening to notes tonight. If you want a challenge, we're going to do a challenge one day, okay? Grandma Letty at 82 years old, and if you think you have more energy than Grandma Letty, we're going to take up on that challenge so we can see who has more energy, because I've got news for you. She's tangling at 4 o'clock in the morning while I'm already in bed sleeping. So everyone, I've got to let you know, the Max might be, for the month of August, reruns, pre-recorded shows. But the only reason is because I'm going to be traveling away, gathering all information for you, all my faithful listeners out there in Radio Land. And you're going to have this in your car pretty soon because of WiMAX. So WiMAX is awesome, and you guys can have internet radio in your car. But you know what? Like I always say every summer, summer is here. Don't drink and drive. It's like the most ridiculous thing you can do. If you're going to drink, drink. But stay at your friend's house, because you never know. You might become their next lover. And you know what? We're going to get some new yoga positions going on show next time that Grandma is going to tell you about. So you might want to try those new yoga positions. We'll do thyroid, the thymus gland. There's so much to be coming up onto the Max. Not only do we have yoga, celebrity guests, information, but we've got life, everyone. And you know what? Speaking of life and all the fantastic things we have, I was blessed in this life to know a beautiful woman by the name of Catherine Woodhouse. She's my dear friend. She's with me in spirit every single day because she passed away 2 days ago. And it just saddened me because she was such a wonderful friend. We all worked together at Ford Agency, modeling agency, years ago. And she was the first gleam of light that you saw when you walked in there with her smile. And she was always fantastic and always, she was so eager to live. And unfortunately, she was ill, had cancer, and passed away. But you know what? I know that her spirit lives. And it's probably, I saw this image of her dancing around. She's like so happy she's out of here, checked out, did her thing, running around the heavens, and I know I'll see her one day. But I'm so blessed that I was able to walk this earth with her. So Catherine Woodhouse, this show is for you tonight, and you will always be in my thoughts. and I will never, ever forget you and how fantastic you were as a friend of mine. So everyone, I gotta love you all. I'm gonna have to leave you in just a few. And remember, take life to the max, enjoy every moment of it. And you know what? Always come back to talkradio.com, not only for my show, because we've got a list of fantastic shows on the network. And you know what? What you might not find on my show, you might find on another show, like Living Vivaciously with Nikisha Michelle. Or there's so many shows. We've got fantastic shows. You know what? Go to latalkradio.com to find out. Living in LA is another one. We've got Art of Love. We've got Out There. We've got Question Reality, Action Sports Central, which aired right before mine, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. I'm actually going to have her on my show once because she's cool. Broad Topics, a group of women like The View. They're doing their things. We even have a guy at BBQ Central. And there's going to be a new show coming up, Liberated Living. So we are indeed the network to be on. LA Talk Radio, thank you so much, Sam, for creating this network. We got the world of TJ McCormick. We got Sam and Susie every morning. So definitely check them out, because if it wasn't for Sam, it wouldn't be To the Max and it wouldn't be LA Talk Radio. So thank you, Sam. And also, everyone, have a wonderful summer if you don't hear from me. And if you do hear from me, you're going to have Eva LaRue on the next show from CSI on CBS. What is it, CBS or NBC? You know what?
CBS.
It's CBS. CBS. CBS for sure. All right. So everyone, listen, love you all. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy every single moment. Thank you so much to my guest tonight, Brenda Strong from Desperate Housewives and the spokesperson for American Fertility Association, AFA.org. Check them out. Grandma Letty, thank you so much. To my callers, I have such limited time. I don't know when you're calling. And then when I realize that you are calling, other people are calling and I miss your call, so I'm so sorry about that. But always feel free to call in, 818-602-4498. If I don't answer your call, I apologize. Send me an email at max@maxtucci.com and I will get back to you. Everyone, summer's here. Enjoy it. Go check out Varsity Fan Club. They're going to be in New York City coming up real soon. Delta, I'm getting my bags packed because here I come. Italy, South of France, and North Africa, where I can take life. Max, Sam, let's wrap this up. I'm out of here. Have a great summer, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.
Yay. You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.